Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, welcoming you to the study of the precious Word of God. I do earnestly pray that the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart and conscience as we study the future program of His purposes in relation to Israel, and specially touching as we are upon the greatest spiritual crisis of their history. Shall we read again the Word of God, chapter 12 in the book of Zechariah? I would read it verse 9 to the end. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of hated Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. May God bless the reading of His Word. And my beloved, may I re-emphasize to your heart, we are listening to the words of God regarding a future event relating to Israel. That spiritual crisis that is coming, and that crisis will come the moment their Jehovah Savior, the Messiah of Israel, appears to deliver them from all their enemies. My beloved, may I state the day is coming when Israel shall have no more enemies. But until the Lord Jesus Christ comes from heaven, the nation of Israel will be surrounded by enemies. I trust the impact of that statement will reach your heart. It is the teaching of the Word of God. But at the end time, when they shall be delivered, and that forever, they will look upon their Savior. Note these words, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Oh, my beloved, their once blinded eyes shall be opened to see their Messiah. You that know your Bible, do you remember in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 what John the Apostle wrote? The great theme of the book of the Revelation, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and even they that pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him, even so amen. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. May I state clearly, as a nation, Israel has never acknowledged the Messiah. As a nation, they have never declared Jesus Christ was their King. But in rejection, they refused that blessed Holy One, their sin and guilt of crucifying their King, has brought them enormous sorrow. But their spiritual crisis will come, and that spiritual crisis will bring them to recognize the one whom they fought against for centuries, their Jehovah Messiah. Could I illustrate it, please? Do you remember the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, written in the 9th chapter of the book of the Acts, as he was struck down, blinded by the glorious light of the appearing of the Son of God in glory? Startled and surprised, Saul heard a voice say, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Paul said, Who art thou, Lord? And the voice answered, saying, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And like Saul of Tarsus, the nation will behold the glory of their Messiah. And with startled and surprised discovery, they will see he is the one whom they once pierced. Their immediate reaction is indicated. For as you note the words of the prophet, they shall mourn for him. Oh, what deep sorrow and intense sorrow will be known. For their immediate reaction will be one of regret, remorse, and sorrow. And it will be intense. It will be the deepest sorrow and intense sorrow that they've ever known. To think that they pierced their own Messiah. What a revelation that will be. I want you to note with me, please, very briefly, let me suggest to you. Their great national confession. You that are familiar with the Old Testament may recall that one of the greatest chapters in the Old Testament is Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 53. And if you read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, you will actually read what will be the great national confession of the nation of Israel, acknowledging that they did esteem that blessed one smitten of God and afflicted. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. And they'll acknowledge, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. My beloved, won't you think deeply with me of that revelation that will be theirs? They'll see him whom they have pierced. They will enter into great mourning. As you read the chapter, you will find there is national mourning. There is family mourning. There is mourning by the royal families, by the priestly families, by all the Levitical families, and the individuals. Everyone will mourn as thus they acknowledge what they have done to their Messiah. May I repeat it, please? Israel's crucifixion, rejection of their king will come home to the nation's conscience in that day in vivid reality. And their mourning will be sincere. And undoubtedly, they will wonder. May I give you a beautiful picture of it? For in that day of their mourning and confession, what will he do? May I ask you, what does Christ do? When any sinner confesses to him, in all their wretched need, what they have done in sinning against him. Oh, that blessed one is merciful, forgiving. I might say to you, my radio friend, if you need him as your Savior, if you will come as did the publican in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, when in the temple he entered, he would not lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote his breast and said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And God heard him, and he went home justified. Their Messiah will comfort them. And let me illustrate it by one of the greatest events in the life of Joseph. You remember what the brethren of Joseph did to him? And when he thus came that day, looking for his brethren as they were tending the father's sheep, they saw him coming, and one brother said, Here comes the dreamer. Come, let us kill him. Well, you know what happened? They did not kill him. But they drew him out of that pit where he had been put. And they sold him to the Ishmaelites. And Joseph went away into slavery and into the land of Egypt. How the tables were turned when Joseph became the ruler of Egypt under Pharaoh. And do you recall when Joseph revealed himself in chapter 50 of the book of Genesis to his brethren and told them, I'm Joseph. I am Joseph. They didn't know where to put their faces. Then they feared what he would do to them. Here he was on the throne of Egypt, and they had sold him into slavery. And their consciences and hearts were troubled. Remember what Joseph said? He said, come near to me, my brethren. Come near to me, my brethren. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. God sent me ahead of you that I might save you and deliver you from the famine that surrounds the world today. And when the Lord Jesus sees the repentance of the nation of Israel, the godly remnant of that day, he will comfort them. May I say to you, he alone can comfort them. For as the chapter indicates, they mourn, the families mourn, they mourn apart, their wives apart, and thus every family apart, their wives apart. They cannot even look at each other's faces, and they cannot find consolation from each other. But they will find it in that blessed one who will speak his words of forgiveness and comfort them too. My beloved radio listener, the Lord Jesus waits to speak words of peace, forgiveness, mercy, and grace to everyone who will confess to him, Lord Jesus, I am a guilty sinner. Have mercy upon me and save me by thy grace. The Savior declared, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I don't know how you've treated Christ, but oh, may I say, he loves you. And if you'll come to him today, he waits to forgive you and pardon you forever. God grant you'll find his pardon through his precious blood today. Father, bless thy word to our Savior's glory and the eternal blessing of all our friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.